loyal listeners of CITR, our second annual funding drive could not have succeeded without you, and for that, we'd like to give out a big thank you.
Our goal this year was $10,000, and to date, we've raised $7,008. So, we're going to keep treading water in hopes of reaching that goal.
Avast, you salty sea dog!
That means if you've made a pledge or would still like to make a donation, you can still do so on our website. The address is www.citr.ca. Don't forget that you'll be, one, investing in better capital equipment for the station, which will facilitate better music production, DJing, and member use, and two, you'll be donating to the raddest station in town.
In addition, you'll still be able to pick up cool prizes or various things, including t-shirts, CDs, and friends cards.
Aye!
If you currently have prizes to pick up, you can stroll down to the station anytime you want and get them.
Aye, aye!
How come I don't get a pirate voiceover?
Hello, Micro. We're at 8,000 feet, perishing cold, and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Party Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the ballroom of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece in the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Enjoy that blue bottle?
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
This is Dick Valentine from Electric Six. You're listening to CITR 101.9, University of British Columbia.
When a problem needs a problem solver, guess who gets the call? Me, that's all. You're tooling with a black revolver. Guess who dropped the ball? The writing's on the wall. The president of the Copper Lady lost his Senate green. From New York to Los Angeles, and all boys in between.
Good Monday evening, dear listeners. It is 7:30, or actually just 7:35 right now. Time for Radio Free Gak on CITR 101.9 FM and cable, streaming online via www.citr.ca. My name is Gary, otherwise Gak, or Gackety Gak, or El Gaccarino, if you're not into the entire brevity thing. Until 9 p.m. Pacific, you'll be hearing the sounds played in linear fashion as one song follows another in sequence. We'll take a look at Toronto's Last Gang Records and begin a profile of the composers of songs and scores nominated for this year's Academy Awards. First up, the Midnight Juggernauts and Into the Galaxy.
You know,
Melbourne, Australia's Midnight Juggernauts, from their Dystopia album that was Into the Galaxy. Dystopia is only available in Australia and New Zealand through Siberia and Inertia Records right now. I've been waiting for a domestic release for this album for months, but one positive sign is that Europe will be seeing the release next month. Local Justice fans would have caught the Juggernauts opening for their show back in October, but I never found out if they were selling any of their albums at the merch booth. Justice returned to town in March with Diplo, and guess what? That sold's been sold out. It's Radio Free GAC on CITR Vancouver. Phone number for the studio here is 604-822-2487. Coming up next are the Long Blondes from Sheffield, England. The glamorous five-piece will release their second album, Couples, this April. From last year's debut, Someone to Drive You Home, this is Giddy Stratospheres.
city. Why waste your time just sitting here and listening to that dad bitch? Do nothing, eat your chocolates, drink your wine, she won't let you make your way across her empire. What's eating you is a mystery, but go home with her one more time, and you know you'll be history. Watch movies with the lights on, sit still, keep her tights on. Didn't you see this one sometime last week? Go on and say something clever, just accept she will never take you higher than her attic room. What's eating you is a mystery, but go home with her one more time, and you know you'll be history. Sure.
neck and the strun, run, running right over the edge. Had a girl complex, poison pen. She's signing her name and she's forgetting her friends. Had a girl complex, break her neck and now she worry, worry, worries about the good of the world. There's girl complex, useless effect. Now she suffers, 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 destroying her health. His neck and he's run, run, running right over the edge. Had a gout complex, poison pen, signing his name, forgetting his friends. Had a gout complex, break his neck, and now he worry, worry, worries about the good of his world. There's gout complex, useless effect. Now he suffers, 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 destroying himself. All you see is all you'll get. He's trying to buy some kind of neck, and now she's run, run, running right over the edge. Girl complex, poison pen. She's signing her name and she's forgetting her friends. Had a girl complex, break her neck, and now she worry, worry, worries about the good of her world. There's girl complex, useless effect. Now she suffers, 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 destroying herself.
Guilt Complex, the first single off of The Gift, out tomorrow through Domino Records. That was Sons and Daughters, a Glaswegian quartet, born from a few members from another Scottish band, Arab Strap. The B-side to Guilt Complex, which came out as a 7-inch as well, is a cover of Seal's Killer, which sounds marvy. Sons and Daughters will be playing Richards on Richards on April 4th. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Coming up next are two bands from the Toronto label Last Gang Records. Last Gang was founded in 2002 by attorney Chris Taylor and promoter Donald Tarleton as they tried to sell Metric's first album, Old World Underground, Where Are You Now? After hundreds of attempts, they decided to form Last Gang to release that record, and over time, they've released recordings by Mastercraft, Chromeo, The New Pornographers, and Mother Mother. First up are Let's Go to War, a trio from Toronto with a dark reggaeton flow. From a digital signal released earlier this month, this is one of Junior Sanchez's favorite tracks right now, Push Up Ya Lighta. Language warning up ahead, so discretion is advised.
Push up your lighter, call on the troops to start the fire. Push up your lighter, call on the troops to start the fire. Push up your lighter, call on the troops to start the fire. Push up your lighter, call on the troops to start the fire. Push up your lighter, call on the troops to start the fire. Look how everything changed.
Was Air War by Crystal Castles. Crystal Castles are Alice Glass and Ethan Caff, who took the name of the band from the 80s cartoon She-Ra, and not the old Atari arcade game. They posted a few songs onto their MySpace page, which caught the attention of many people. Their first album should be out this March through Last Gang Records, and they'll play the Media Club with the band Health on the 5th of that month as well. The show is Radio Free Gak. The host is Gak. The Guest Bedroom are also from Toronto, though they are currently unsigned. They're a four-piece that released their EP We Like Accidents in 2005. It's currently only available through zunior.com, that's Z-U-N-I-O-R.com, but here is one of their songs called No Thief on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back. From Dallas, Texas, Tree Wave with their song May Banners. Tree Wave features music composed on older, obsolete computers. Their website lists instruments such as a Commodore 64, an Atari 2600, an old Compaq, and an Epson dot matrix printer with a 2-octave range. You are listening to CITR Vancouver, 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia. And speaking of obsolete technology, the Game Boy is perhaps the most widely used instrument to produce what is known as chiptunes, named after the 8-bit chip that most of these consoles had in the late 80s, early 90s. Typically, the songs sound mostly like hyperactive versions of the Super Mario Brothers soundtrack, but in a few musicians' hands, songs of utter beauty come out of these old handheld games, most of which can be bought online now for $15 and modified with free software. From the compilation Glitter and Bleep, Joystick Pop, here's Swedish producer Tobia with I Exist, Therefore I Sing. From Nova Scotia, circa 1973, that was the A, Ukuleles of Halifax, with a cover of John Denver's Country Roads. The A, as in the letter A, Ukuleles of Halifax, were the brainchild of J. Chalmers Doane, who formulated an easy way to teach the ukulele to high school students. Country Roads featured 35 young students under Doane's tutelage, though his courses were popular enough for thousands of other kids to learn from teachers across Canada through the 70s and 80s. There is an insane amount of history featuring Doane available online, who was eventually given an Order of Canada for his work. But one tidbit I can give you is that every couple of years, there is a traditional ukulele ceilidh somewhere in the world, the most recent in Liverpool this past October. This is Radio Free GAC on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and after this announcement, it's time to begin my look at the Oscar nominees for Best Film Music.
CITR podcast update number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically,
that's right,
or
yeah.
would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts, but just check out our website and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening and please be kind to robots.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
All right. This is Radio Free GAC with GAC, your host. Last Tuesday, the nominations for the 80th Annual Academy Awards were announced. Among the films, stars, and screenplays were a few surprises in the Best Music Score category. Indie music fans were appalled that Johnny Greenwood's score to There Will Be Blood and Eddie Vedder's work for Into the Wild were declared ineligible due to a technicality relating to the percentage of pre-existing compared to how much music was specifically composed for the film. The Academy itself thought that too much pre-existing music was used for these movies, and the percentage that was newly created just didn't sort of add up to them. So, controversies aside, let's look at one of the nominees for Best Song, though not one of the three from the movie Enchanted. Glenn Hansard is a member of the Irish band The Frames, and also he appeared in 1991's The Commitments as the busking guitarist, the guy with the long, red, curly hair. Markéta Irglova is a Czech songwriter who moved to Dublin, and together, Glenn Hansard and Markéta Irglova together have released several recordings, and they star in the movie Once. They wrote this Oscar-nominated song called Falling Slowly.
Raise your hopeful voice. You have
what's happened when you ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come now. Oh, how are we gonna fly down to the easy chair? Well, Genghis Khan and his brother Dawn, they could not keep from keeping on. We'll cross that bridge after it's gone, after we have passed it, yeah. Ooh-wee, wrap me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come now. Oh, how are we gonna fly down into the easy chair? A gun that sings, a flute that toots, and a bee that stings, a sky that cried, and a bird that flies, a fish that walks, and a dog that talks. Ooh-wee, wrap me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come now. Whoa, how we gonna fly down into the easy chair? Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come down. Oh, how are we gonna fly down into the easy chair? Oh, down into the easy, easy, easy
Going Nowhere, performed by Glenn Hansard and Mark Kata-Irglova from Tom Hayes' cinematic tribute to Bob Dylan, I'm Not There. I'm Not There received one Oscar nomination, Cate Blanchett for her supporting performance as Jude. Cate was also nominated for a starring role in Elizabeth the Golden Age. Next up on CITR Vancouver, the first nominee for this year's Oscar for Best Music Score, Dario Marianelli for his work in Atonement. Marianelli has been nominated once before for his work in Pride and Prejudice, and he's been composing scores for British television and film since 1994. His work for Terry Gilliam's The Brothers Grimm, which starred the now-deceased Heath Ledger, raised Marianelli's profile significantly, and he's arranged several scores a year since. I'm going to play two tracks by Marianelli. The second song will be from 2005's V for Vendetta, but first off, from the Atonement soundtrack and performed by classical pianist Jean-Yves Thibodeau, and two people I don't really couldn't find identified on Corona typewriters. This is Briony. Thank you. Dario Marinelli from the V for Vendetta soundtrack with The Dominoes Fall. V for Vendetta was directed by the Wachowski brothers, and it was based on Grant Morrison's graphic novel about a dystopian Britain being antagonized by a man wearing a Guy Fawkes mask, paralleling the original Fawkes attempts to take down Parliament 4 centuries ago. This is Radio Free Gak on CITR Radio in Vancouver, and if we're talking Italian composers, then we must go to the most famous maestro of all. Here is Ennio Morricone with The Man with a Harmonica.
Thank you.
Guido and Mario De Angelis with their song New Special Squad, which was originally titled Sliding Crime from their soundtrack to the 1973 film Roma Violenta, otherwise known as Violent Rome, Violent City, or Forced Impact. This song was taken from the Beretta 70 compilation from Crippled Dick Hot Wax Records, which featured roaring themes from thrilling Italian police films of the 70s. Before that, Ennio Morricone's Man with a Harmonica, from his 1968 score to Sergio Leone's Once Upon a Time in the West. I could easily devote an entire show to Morricone, but I need to work up to that first, along with hunting down some more of the re-releases that have been appearing on European labels as of late. You're listening to CITR, 101.9 FM in cable in Vancouver, online through www.citr.ca. Let's play one more Italian song. The song was originally in English and originally popularized by Sonny and Cher, and most recently heard on Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill. I can't tell you much else about it, but here is I Corvi with Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down.
Avevamo 5 anni, correvamo sui cavalli, io e lei contro gli indiani, eravamo due cowboy.
Bang bang di colpo lei, bang bang lei si voltò, bang bang di colpo lei, bang bang a terra mi gettò.
You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people.
The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Right, the jazz show should be coming on in about 15 minutes or so, but before we get to that, let's do some concert listing, shall we? Tomorrow, We Are Wolves and Terror Bird, along with Salbird, play Pats. This Thursday, the Cave Players, Cave Singers play the Media Club, with recent Shindig winner Fianchaw opening. On Friday, the Railway Club will have Young and Sexy with The Rub and Sleep Holiday, and that same night, Yesayer and Management will be at the Bourbon. The Commodore will host Hot Hot Heat and the Editors on February 5th, and DJ Shadow and Cut Chemist on the 11th. Also on the 11th and the 12th, too, Hayden will play UBC's Norm Theater. Another show on the 12th is Feist and Ron Sexsmith at the Orpheum as part of the Olympic Countdown. Valentine's Day, we'll see Dean and Britta with Karen Ann at Richards on Richards. And on the day after Valentine's, there's two shows you can take a look at. Fake Shark, Real Zombie, The Clips, and Japan Droids will share the Biltmore. And the Railway, Vancouver, will have a release party for their new 7-inch through Mint Records. They'll be joined by Terror Bird, The Beelines, and Petroleum Byproducts. And those are the concert listings here for CITR. 1 second here. I am Gak, and next up is Alain Gouragui from his soundtrack work to the ever-trippy French-Czech animated movie La Planète Sauvage, known here in English as The Fantastic Planet, that movie with the blue aliens that kept humans as pets. Here is Tain Amador. Bye. That was Amon Talbin with The Lighthouse from a soundtrack to the Splinter Cell 3 Chaos Theory video game. Splinter Cell 3 was published by Ubisoft in 2005. The series is based on the book series by Tom Clancy and included voice work by actor Michael Ironside. The soundtrack came out through Ninja Tune. We have about 7 minutes left here on Radio Free Geek, and let's take a break from the soundtracks and just rock our pretty little minds out. From this year's Distortion, an album devoted to the sounds of the Jesus and Mary Chain, here are the Magnetic Fields with Three-Way.
Yeah.
Teenagers in Tokyo. All one word. Teenagers in Tokyo. With Very Vampire, spelt V-A-M-P-Y-R. They're from Sydney, Australia, and have opened for The Gossip, Kansai Just as Sexy, The Slits, and The Brunettes. Currently unsigned, but they have a few songs up on MySpace that are equally as pumping as this cut. The show that is slowly approaching the end here is Radio Free GAC. Gavin Walker's The Jazz Show is warming up in the wings right now for 3 hours of the best in jazz, Monday evenings 9 to midnight on CITR-FM. And let's close this week's show off from a bit from the movie Brazil. From the ending to Terry Gilliam's 1985 movie, here's Michael Kamen with Baquianos Brazil Samba. This has been Radio Free GAC. Next week, I'll be back. Later.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming right up with Gavin Walker. And you can also catch us on the web, www.citr.ca. The time is a few seconds after 9 p.m. We'll be right back.